In the opening lines in the book of Romans, Paul says that he's indebted both to Greeks and to barbarians, to the wise and to the foolish. Well, that includes everyone, educated or uneducated, refined or rugged, cultured or common. Paul's gospel didn't have borders, and neither should ours. You know, in a time of division, Paul's ministry is a model. He didn't wait for the people who looked like him or talked like him. He carried the message of Christ to every corner because every person matters. Even the sign that was nailed on Jesus' cross was written in three different languages, which is an indication to us that every culture is invited into his life, which makes a ministry like LifeWord so important. That's broadcasting the gospel to billions of people every day. So pray this with me today. Father, give me gospel eyes to see all people as worthy of hearing the good news. And then pray for these people specifically. Marco Gaspar and his family, our national changemakers in Portugal, and also the Cherokee LifeWord broadcast for the people of the United States. And then remember this. There's not a person in this world who doesn't need the gospel. And if you're a believer in Christ, you're carrying it.